Burn Camp.
How we doing this morning?
We here. How'd that new antenna work out for you?
Well, you take readings out at the antenna. It reads almost exactly the same as what the other one did. Maybe a hair better than that. And she gave me a 1-to-1 battery and put it on out there at the antenna. No difference. Went ahead and hooked up the 100-foot of coax to it. Got up in the radio room. And I had the readings that I sent you, which were a lot better. And some of them were a couple of high, but they were a lot better. I'm thinking, I ran out of time, it got dark. I'm thinking if I coil up the coax about eight or nine turns and then make a ballon out of it, I think that'll help it.
Chokes may just work. I'd give it a try. It ain't going to hurt.
After I checked in there on 3915, there's another check-in at 3938 North Carolina check-in. I checked in with that, and I got into Virginia Beach really good.
But I'm glad that you're being able to get out there and get on the airwaves.
Briefly for a second, I contacted them, but not enough to... I know it was a 5-5 into Arizona, and that, but the band wasn't really good. It was deteriorating pretty quick, and I did hear a couple of people on 17 kind of fairly early.
That antenna's got a good set of ears. If you're 5-5 out in Arizona at the time that basically we were checking in, you're doing good.
Just scrolling through, I heard him calling CQ, and I called out to him, and he came right back, and but it was really deteriorating. He was only at 5-7, and that, but it's doing pretty good. I've been playing with, I noticed a couple of frequencies that are bands that you probably hadn't been on because some of the settings weren't set up. And how do you use the S meter, the SWR meter that's built into the radio?
That do just change it to the SWR meter, and when you tune it with the tuner, it'll sit there, and of course it'll almost peg out, and then it'll drop down and hold for a second or two and tell you what the SWR is.
SWR, when you force the, not the radio tuner itself, but the tuner button on the front of the auxiliary tuner you gave me.
You do not use the internal tuner at all when you have an external tuner.
All right, yeah, so I think we're on to something. I think it's going to work good. Like I said, it appeared to work good on 80, 40, and 20. I think it'll work all right on the others. And that I took a bunch of readings. I'm going to email them to her today. And that, but there's got to be something around in my area, kind of like Al, that just won't let it work real good. But it appears to hear real good.
Say, you must have a good set of ears with that antenna because I very seldom ever hear anybody talking on 17.
There was a check-in on 40 that runs from like 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's like you call in and check in, and then they call you back for you to like, tell you how your day was, or for, you know, to make comments or whatever. So what check-in net is that?
I have no idea. I know the one you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of it.
So T-Mobile. I hear you talking about, hey Jeff, did you get that antenna up?
Question would be affirmative.
Yes. It's working good.
But the readings right there at the antenna, it's exactly the same as the other one.
What about at the end of the coax where it goes to the radio?
So I read it at the antenna, same. Went ahead and she gave me a 1-to-1 choke, put it on there at the antenna, no difference. Then I went ahead and hooked it up and checked it at the radio, and man, most of them were pretty good. 80 was a little messed up, but it was pretty good. The tuner was able to tune it. So I'm thinking if I put some loops in the coax and make a, you know, make a choke out of it, and it'll get me where I need to be. But it, like Ed was saying, that the antenna appears to have a good set of ears. I mean, I was 5-5 into Arizona last night. Checked in to two nets, checked in, made contact in Virginia Beach, and that it appears to be working okay. I don't know, the numbers are all messed up.
Do that. Yeah, I had a HF antenna, mobile HF antenna, that I tried to install on one of my vehicles, and I actually had the SWR all the way down to about 1.3, and you know, couldn't really ask for much better on it, and it would receive great, but could not get out on anything, even with low SWR. So I mean, those things can be a little finicky. It'd take a little checking out. So you gonna make contact with those guys again and see what they got, any other suggestions?
Contact with her, but we're thinking that there's something in the area that's kind of messing it up. Although I did hear some people on 17. Man, it must have been after 6, maybe around 7 o'clock and that. And so it has a good set of ears. So I'm thinking I can finagle with it and get it to where I need it to be.
Well, hopefully we can get that squared away.
To solder the ends of the coax, and then kind of waterproof the connections. And then I think I'm going to run a ground back to the radio, and hopefully maybe that'll make everything a lot better.
Pulling that ground going back to the radio, I know that's, you know, kind of like a standard practice type of thing. But I actually had a friend of ours who just lost two radios through their ground side when they had a thunderstorm come through. This is in our area. Big thunderstorm come through, disconnected. You know, they got disconnects for their coax and stuff, but they did not disconnect their grounds. And they had a lightning strike nearby, and it came up through the grounds and wiped those things out. So just, you know, I know everybody tells you to do that. I don't do it, but if you're going to do it, put a disconnect in it.
Ed said he didn't do it. And that, so, I mean, the radio appears to be working good. Ed, you said it sounded good, right?
You were nice and loud and strong.
You could hear it last night, but you couldn't hear it the other day when we were testing.
Probably condition.
I've been hearing you last night on ground wave since you guys are so close, but yeah, condition's got a lot to do with that.
Controller, he was in Greenville.
Run going today so far?
So good. I haven't had any issues as of yet. About 30, maybe 40 minutes behind.
Yeah, could be worse, right? We'll take it. Let's see. Ken, your wife got to work this weekend?
On Saturday. And that'll be a good thing. KN4TFW.
KT. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I know that don't always work out, but man, they enjoy that time. Yeah, I think Rebecca's only got to work Friday night this week, so that means we'll have her home Saturday evening, which will be good. That's supposed to happen every other week, but lately we've had different things come up and they needed extra help and whatnot, and so that hasn't happened in a little while, so we're looking forward to that.
That was, it's 5 feet longer than the other one was, but man, it just didn't seem like it was 5 feet longer.
Higher in the center than the other one was?
Hair higher. You know, I pulled the string pretty taut. I see it's still got a little bit sag in it. I could probably still get it about another 2 feet, but it must be, man, it must be right at 35 feet at the top.
Go for that extra 2 feet if you can. That ought to help out a little bit. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you'd think 5 feet. I mean, you'd have 2.5 feet extra on either side. You'd think you'd notice that, but, you know, it's one of those things, unless you measure it, how would you know?
Ladder line just needed to be at least six inches off of anything, and I got that, and she went with the bigger, I guess it's 450-ohm ladder line, and that, so it's, you know, a little bit thicker there, and I twisted it up a little bit and did a couple of things, but didn't anything appear to make any difference except hooking up the coax. So I'm thinking that if I put a choke in it, that I'll have what I need.
That'll be cool. You gonna try that today?
Today, and then, you know, if that don't work out or whatever, then I'll probably plan on bringing your meter back tomorrow, I guess.
I'm in no hurry on it, so, I mean, you take your time to, you know, make sure you get your stuff right, because it's not like I'm going to be using the thing right now, so you make sure you get your stuff right, and then we'll worry about that.
Appreciate it.
In the air this morning, I got, I had 32, it just clicked to 34 for a second there, but I had 32 most of this morning.
He called it. Call it 45 in Greenville, but man, that must be a lie. I just came through Greenville and it's 34, like you said. It was 28 in Taylor's.
Digits wrong on that thing. Yeah, there's no rocking away. It's 45 in Greenville. I'm in Greenville right now. Yeah, nice little cool air. They said it's supposed to still, I guess, is what our last kind of nice day of the week, and then we got some kind of just nasty on and off rain for the next few days.
About 2 inches starting Friday night, wash out on Saturday, clearing up Sunday morning, and then set back in on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping not to have it this week, at least Saturday at least, so I could try to get a few things done outside, but yeah, well, it'll be for another weekend.
Ham Fest in Greenwood this weekend.
If I'm all spent out right now, I don't need to do no window shopping until I got something to pay for it with.
And look,
it's because I can't get it.
How'd you run that one?
No, never mind. I don't think I've been to the one in Greenwood. Is there one in, oh, man, I am completely drawing a blank. It's not Tryon. It's somewhere, you know, just north of us. Oh, maybe it's the Spartanburg one. I think they do one in Spartanburg. That's the one I've been to a couple times. And it was a decent one. Nothing, you know, huge or anything, but it was pretty neat. I liked seeing which the guy, I think, has since closed up. I was following him on Facebook, but I think it was like military field gear or something like that. The guy had the, you know, the antenna mast and all that kind of good stuff from the military, and that's where I actually bought my antenna mast. I've got one of those military ones, and, you know, that guy had some pretty cool stuff, and he was going to all the shows around here.
One, but I'm kind of like you. I'm tapped out. I gotta work a little bit now.
Which, that's what I'm rolling up to right now. Get this day rolling. So, you guys have a good one today. 7-3s to you. Be safe and stay warm this morning. And we'll check in with you in the morning and see how that choke worked out. Hopefully that'll be the final touch there and get you going. So, 7-3s, guys. We'll catch you later. KK4POT.
Damn. Catch you in the morning. So good one. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. And put a choke in there, and then I'll go ahead and take some readings on the meter. Then I'll hook it up to the radio and scroll through the bands and let it tune and see what the radio thinks of it.
She will tell you.
And if the SWR is way off, it'll cut itself off, or it'll at least cut back on the power.
Back on power for part of it, and if it's way high, it'll, as soon as you key up, she'll cut herself off.
NXC Mobile, good morning, fellas. How's it doing? Good.
Good this morning.
And the bacon.
Time is
3 minutes behind. There for a while, we thought we weren't going to get the papers at all.
What was the reason?
No earthly idea. All we know is the truck out in Knoxville was late, and that's all we know.
I think the new antenna worked out, Mike. The HF antenna.
So, what's the deal with that?
The SWR right on the antenna I'd put up, and so they reworked it, gave me another one, and it was exactly the same Although when you hooked it up to the coax, it got a lot better.
Oh, you didn't hook it up?
And the tuner was able to get it. And Ed and I checked in on a 3915 last night. I was 5'5 in Arizona. Checked in on a North Carolina net, but the controller was out of Virginia Beach. And then, so, I mean, I heard a couple of people on 17. So, I mean, it looks like it's going to work out. I think if I coil up the coax and make a choke, I think it's going to get me where I need to be.
Hopefully so. Instructions come in stating you needed a choke.
I'm supposed to, but she even gave me a one-to-one choke to put on it. But out there at the antenna, it didn't do any good. It might do some good up at the radio, but I don't have the right connector. I either need another double female, or I need a 239 to go on the coax so I can take the other connector off and get rid of that double female out there by the antenna.
Going.
Quit being quiet.
Quiet here in a minute. I'm just now rolling up, so I'll have to tell you guys 73. Hope you have a good day. Ed, maybe I'll catch you tonight on some HF frequency. And Mike, hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Again, glad you made it in safe. And once you get everything squared away with that choke, whatever, and want to try it, just give me a holler. And I'll probably stay up and check in on 3915 again.
73's to you. Hope you have a good day. KK4 NXD.
NXD for ID. I've never thought that the ladder line would be all that good. What about you, Mike?
I don't know enough about it. Hadn't worked enough with the HF stuff. One of them did a real good job, but I haven't worked with any other type of antenna.
A lot of people had those Wyndhams. They said they wouldn't have anything else.
Matt, as far as my, where the antenna, the coax goes into the house, I just didn't want to string that thing across the driveway. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I don't know. Maybe if I could get it in a high enough peak on carport and run it out to a tree. Maybe I could do that.
Get that antenna up so you can get on the radio.
Chiseling away at different projects, you know, around the house. It's supposed to rain this weekend. I do got to figure that out and get it done, get it over with.
Pushed off show, we could probably rent a boring machine and bore under your driveway and put a PVC pipe down through there and just run it through that.
And would have done that, laid that pipe down there before they did the driveway.
You got going on, you probably didn't even think about it. Didn't even cross your mind.
Didn't. Wish I had.
Antenna project yesterday.
This is not Ken. Ken's already gotten into work.
Morning, Al. Curious how he mailed an antenna if it worked out when he tried it.
Yeah, he's going to put a choke on it tonight. Check again.
Like I said, you know, you're not really supposed to run that kind of length of coax unless you might have to play with that. I went through the same thing here because logistically I couldn't do it. A choke will probably work. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's just a miserable. I'm not going to say on here what I think about it because I've been going through the same, you know what. Quiet this morning. Well, you know what he did? There's a cabinet with a broken hinge. I need to find our hinge. And he climbed into it and knocked something off of one of the cells, a cast iron fire pan or something, almost beamed himself in the head with a mess. A piece of metal and something, and it melted a hole. And I tried to fix an arc and it burned a hole. So I had fire smoke flying this morning. Sometimes what happens is sometimes if you certain TV stick in the microwave to warm up, if you can't feel the metal or don't know it's there, by the time you hit the stop button, you already burned a hole. now on, they're just going to pull all the, if there is what I think is full enough, they're going to pull it off until someone reads your marks up for me. Because I'll tell you what, the other thing is, what most people don't understand is those things are, those Klystrons are, the filament voltage is 3 volts, but the high voltage and the filament are on the same 2 wires. So care must be taken.
Are you doing any of that?
Used to work on my work on him. He didn't know that. He said he measured the voltage at 3 volts DC, but what he didn't realize is the high voltage is on the same circuit. So he was doing something. I don't know, something happened. He was going to measure the voltage. And he slipped his screwdriver and shorted it out, knocked it right through the darn right through the door. His car.
15 Teal.
Fighting with the cat. Oh, man. Yeah, so he's actually early this morning. He got in early.
See, he's been working on that radio, talking on it.
A little bit there, Mike. Come again.
He ain't talking on that radio yet.
Yeah, he'll look at it, but he won't talk on it. Like all the buttons and dials on it. I don't know if it was me or if it was you. Ran over some rough road and sort of broke up.
Hell, and I'm over here off the road. The road, but I'm on some little country back roads, and this is where I get bad signal through here.
Okay. As long as we know you ain't off the road somewhere, as long as you're running them the back roads is what. As my daddy used to call them, the bootlegger roads.
I don't know if you guys can still hear me, and I'm going to jump out in case you can. And, say I have 4973 for now. Because that would kind of scratch you. I'm hearing parts of this, parts of that. I'm not sure if I'm scratching or not.
At first, we barely could make out what you were saying at first.
So I'm assuming that maybe my antenna got knocked around by the cat. You never know. So these, I'll catch you guys in the morning. Okay, I'm cool, right clear.
I have a good one, 7-3-2.
Now have a good day. Bootlegger running no lights on the trailer. Pulling the safety trailer this morning.
If you ain't got no lights on that trailer, you better hit the back road. But knowing my luck, if I did it, I'd go right pull right out in front of somebody with a blue light.
I was coming down Horse Road the other day, and there was a logging truck light on it. That, it was during the night, didn't have no tail lights, no marker lights, the headlights, and one cat, and I thought to myself, if that be me, they'd lock me, my tail up.
The reason logging trucks are running so early is they're trying to sidestep DOT boys. This boy of mine told me, he said 90% of the logging trucks he pulls over, he has to shut down because of equipment failure.
Oh, God's sake, the trucks are in.
Don't want to drive no logging truck, by no means, because they don't keep those things up at all, hardly.
With me. Most of them, things don't break.
I'm going AP for ID. That boy of mine, Lamar. He's a DOT officer. He pulled one over in Seneca one day, and a woman was driving it. She's full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and she told him, she said, I knew it was coming. She said, I'm glad to see it come. Said, maybe they'll fix it.
Yeah,
copy on that. It broke up. Plans for this weekend? I'll be glad when Aunt Sue's open back up. Be glad when Aunt Sue's opened back up. See, it's a bit still in a, being a real bad spot or something on my end because you're breaking up.
I'm pulling up out of a bad spot. I'll be completely out of it here in a minute.
Understood all of it. I'm on a radio for that truck.
One.
I've got a couple of.
Like a 78, I think that's the number. It's just your basic at 2 meter. I was gonna stick that one in here. I just hadn't done it yet.
I say I've got Kenwood 2 meter. mobile sitting in the box doing nothing that I used to have hooked up in the house. I was going to give it to you if you wanted it.
You know, can't remember. It was either Bill or Phil gave me a brand new Kenwood still in the box. Never been open that they won somewhere. Somehow they got it for free and gave that to me when I first got on the radio. So I've got radios. Now, if you look in the tuck, get rid of that one, I'll take it. But I don't really need it.
Figuring if you didn't have one for your truck, I'd set you up with the radio. Now, you'd have to get your own antenna, because I ain't got an antenna, though. Well, I've got one, but it ain't worth a flip. It's a dual band. That's the worst antenna I ever ran across.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that. That's very kind of you, but I've got plenty of radios. Matter of fact, I've got 3 mobiles right now that I'm not using. That one Kenwood and those 2 Yaesus. I just need to get it put in and be done with it. I just don't drive this truck. The only time I drive this truck normally is if I'm hauling lumber. I'm sorry, my tractor or lumber. And so I just don't run. I don't run on the radio that much. But I would like to have it in here for occasions where I might use this thing to go to North Carolina or something. It'd be nice to have a radio in it.
You need to have a radio in it in case something comes up. You never know.
Earlier, I'm on the big road with that trailer. That's when you couldn't hear me. I'm just fingers crossed, hoping I can get into work.
You should be all right, just as long as you don't get pulled over for speeding. They probably won't even pay you any attention.
Right behind me. Ain't so far green. That's a good thing. I'm moving. You got much more to go? Or you probably 6:30 before you get through, won't you?
Surprisingly, I just turned into my last big subdivision, so I've probably got about 15, 20 minutes left.
November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 6 a.m.
A little late. Work.
Did that work on the repeater?
Does it every hour on the hour?
Every half hour, it's just Morse code. Surprised at 3 o'clock in the morning going down the road and nobody but you and the radio's quiet, and all of a sudden a woman starts talking.
You just know you're going to be wrong. Tomorrow morning, Lord willing.
I will be here as far as I know, so I'm glad you made it in. And just be careful going back home with that trailer with no brake lights or whatever, but I'll try and catch you in the morning and don't work too hard. So KK4NXC, KM4NXP, 73's my friend.
KK4NXC, clear.